Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains adult language and themes throughout.
Oh, hello. I'm Candy Warhol.
And I'm Crystal Rasmussen.
And you're listening to
Dragony Ants, the podcast.
So back for another week, Crystal. And may I say you are looking beautiful today.
Thank you. So are you, for once. You know, this week I've taken up a new hobby, Candy.
Oh, what have you been up to?
Well, it's this new craze called toy voyaging, which is where you take a toy. For me, it was my dildo. And you pass it along around the world. So I traveled all the way to Pennsylvania. And I had to rush back. I had to walk there and back because I couldn't afford the fly. But anyway, my dildo is apparently now in Shanghai. So that's exciting. Toy voyage. What about you?
I can't lie, Crystal. I had another stressful weekend. I got another brick thrown through my front room window.
Honey.
I don't know who it is. I have a few leads. I think it might be Natalie Cassidy again. She's just out for me since our feud.
For those of you listening who don't know, Candy, can you explain a bit more about the feud? It started with a lasagna, right?
It started with a lasagna on a Great British Bake Off charity event. You know, she just flung that in my face, basically because I was number one in the workout DVD sales that week. And we've been battling, you know, I'm number one or she's number one. It's back and forth. And I don't care. It's just a side hustle for me, for Natalie, it's her main income. So there's been a few bricks through the window. There's been a few lasagnas through the window as well. And that's what makes me think that is Natalie. But it could be Tina Barrett as well, because we know she was caught a few months ago doing the same thing after my not so glowing review of her single. But listen, the police are on it. I can't talk too much.
About it now. Well, we'll have to update everyone next week.
We will.
Where the investigation is, of course. Have they done fingerprints?
They have done fingerprints. They've done lip prints as well. Because you know what Natalie is like. But listen, they could be listening. Natalie, Tina, if you're listening, you're going to get what's coming to you, okay? But listen, we'll check back in next week.
Karma comes back around, Natalie. Let's move on, Candy. Ophelia's telling us to move on. Okay, so today we are talking about the big topic of society. Well, you know, to me, when I think of society, what I think of first of all is secret societies, you know, like the Freemasons, the Mafia, of which I'm a member of both, the Order of Dragons. And, you know, society to me means money. It means access. It means status. And it means divorces. What about you, Candy? What does society mean to you?
Well, much like you, society, you know, is something, you know, I can't relate to. You know, just being hidden away by my family for all these years, as the princess of Genevia, my grandmother,
Where is Genevia on the map, Candy?
Genevia is it's in Europe, and I should be back there soon, but.
Genevia, you say. Okay.
Yeah, but listen, just my grandmother, Julie, the queen of Genevia, just has kept me, you know, she plucked me out of school and since then has just kept me away from society. So I do what I can to interact with the peasants, with the civilians. But, you know, it's tough. It's tough.
That is a classic Julie, the queen of Genevia move, isn't it? You know, she is notorious for locking up her grandchildren. Julie, you know, Julie. If you're listening, Julie, like much with Natalie and Tina, karma comes back around, Julie. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is what it is.
It's all those last years. But listen, it's a fickle matter, isn't it? And that's all I have to say. That's all I have to say.
Candy, what's that noise? Is it your earring, or is it you left your vibro egg on?
No, it's my earrings, and I can see Ophelia's waving at me on the other side of the sound booth to tell me to take them off, which I will.
Ophelia, she just has a boundaries issue, though. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's just the fact that she's always telling me how to dress. It's like she seems to be hung up on aesthetics, which is kind of ironic. You know, take one look at the girl, and obviously she doesn't apply that to herself. But
I don't know. Last week she wore the head to toe mauve look, which I quite liked. Mm. But you know, it is strange that she often doesn't wear anything from the waist down.
The waist down, yeah, yeah. I think she's gotten a bit too comfortable, to be honest. You know, with her so-called leadership role of our assistant. But listen, Ophelia is just one of our many concerns that we have. And speaking of which, I want to hear more from you. So I think it is time for Candy and Cristal's Concern of the Week.
Let's do it. Listen up, you're about to learn
Candy and Cristal's Concern. So welcome to Candy and Cristal's Concern of the Week. Now, Cristal, I know you had a little issue that you want to speak to me about.
Well, yeah, it's been a weird one because, you know, as is my social calendar, this week I've been invited to yet another huge event. It's the annual beach party fundraiser to help raise money for Alexandra Burke's career. Mm. You know, and I really obviously want to go and support the Elephant in the Room singer. You know, she likes Bad Boys, I like Bad Boys, but it's a pool party. And as you know, Candy, I can't swim. Mm. And, you know, I'm mortified. And, you know, I'm really just worried that everybody's going to judge me, or they're going to say, look, that queen's like a beached whale. She can't swim, you know, and I really want to go show my friend support. You know, I came and I performed with her in the X Factor final. We did listen together and it was beautiful. But I also don't want to be shamed in society because you know how important my social standing is to me. So what should I do?
Yeah, well, I understand where you're coming from, but I feel like you're at the stage in your life now where you have to make some changes. And if you're going to make changes for anyone, it's for Alexandra, you know?
So you think that this week I should get in the pool, get swimming?
I think, let's ask Ophelia, do you think it's, can we leave the studio now? Can we go down? Yeah, I think let's go down.
Well, you know, I'm wearing a cozy because that's what I wear under everything. I just wear a cozy in case.
Yeah,
you know,
again, the Russian way. Ready at all times. I think let's get down our community center. Let's get in that swimming pool and see can we sort this out today for Alexandra.
So here we are at our local swimming pool, and I am very nervous. What are your top two tips for learning to swim?
I think glamour. So I think a good cozy is always the most important step. I would say my second bit of advice for starting to swim is just good intentions, you know. And I think that's what you have. You know, we're here for Alexandra. I think she's going to be delighted with this. Okay, I think the best thing to do is I'm going to push you in on the count of three.
All right.
Just brace yourself. One, two, and push. Okay, she is floundering at the moment. Crystal? Okay, I'm just gonna put my mic down. I'm gonna reach in and get her. Crystal, I'm so sorry. I thought that was gonna work. Are you okay?
Oh, literally bury me. Oh my god.
Ophelia, put the fucking boom down and help, you lazy bitch. Let's just cut and go back to the studio, guys. Okay, look, we're back in the studio, and needless to say, that didn't work. Crystal, I am very, very sorry, but maybe something that we can work on in the future and come back to, you know, for the sake of Alexandra and you, okay?
Yeah, let's just move on.
Let's move on. Yeah. We have a guest that I'm very excited about. She is the star of RuPaul's Drag Race UK. She is also the star of every single show on BBC 1, 2, 3, and 17. Please welcome Miss Davina DeCampo.
You read my bio.
I did.
You know the reason.
We were saying we really brought you in today to try and get a job on the BBC.
We can't wait to see you in the Vicar of Dibley remake. It's going to be so nice.
How are you, my queen?
I'm really good. How are you two?
I'm good. You look absolutely stunning. This wig, signature red.
Yeah, I just, you know, rolled out of bed.
Yeah.
Shoved a bit of shit on my face and here we are.
You're like a little... You're like a little British flag with a red, white, and blue.
Very patriotic. Yeah,
it's very nice, yeah.
Yeah, but not in like a weird nationalistic kind of way. Just, no.
Not a Jerry Halliwell way.
Yeah, no. I love Jerry, but I'm sorry, girl.
Yeah.
Well, she's a big Tory, isn't she? I'm not sure I love her that much.
Unfortunate. Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah.
Spice Tories, that's going to be their name when they next reform. But I guess, actually, speaking of the Tories, weirdly, this... Not weirdly, kind of poignantly, this links into your question for us this week, actually, Davina, right? Would you say?
A little bit, I think so. We are walking into the age where those with knowledge are trumped by those with celebrity. Did you see what I did there? How do we survive the age of idiocy and where do we go from here?
I do think that's such an interesting question because it's like you can see that across everything, this like belief in idiots, which is basically from celebrity to government all across the world. It's almost like this idea that being smart or being engaged is like a bad thing. Do you know what I mean? And like, can you give some examples that like have frustrated you?
Well, I think the fact that... Kim Kardashian is doing some really important work. Mm. Do I think that she is the right person to be doing that work? Absolutely freaking not. Mm. Some woman who is famous for having a fat ass and making a sex tape is probably not the person who should be speaking to the American president about incarceration of people of color in America. Mm. You know, that doesn't make any sense, does it?
No,
but she's doing amazing work and it is important what she's doing, but is she the right voice? No. Is she the person with the most knowledge and the most clear understanding of what the facts are in that situation? Probably not.
I think that speaks volumes then about who the president is and who he's speaking to, you know?
Yeah, but also the people surrounding him, that they've gone, yeah, we think this is a great thing. This is great.
And do you think that they're choosing who to speak to and who to be seen speaking to based on followers and celebrity then?
I mean, I would say so. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, Kanye has been unequivocal in his support of President Trump. Mm-hmm. Unequivocal.
Yeah.
To the point where he's say 400 years. Well, that was a choice, guys.
Ooh. Oh my god!
Ooh, what is wrong with you?
But I don't want to. You know, this is a question about. This is like a huge question because really, what this is all about is kind of like capitalism and fame, right? And it's about like it's about the fact that like we value fame and platforms, but also there's a part of me that thinks. There's a little part of me that thinks that if the world is what it is, which I don't think it's in the right way, we should be abolishing capitalism. But if the world is what it is, which is Kim Kardashian has what, like 200 million followers, is it not a good thing that she is, you know, is talking about the criminal justice system and talking about wrongful incarcerations? Like, is that not better than her just being like, look at my new walnut skin wash over and over again? You know, it's hard to answer because, you know, it's complicated and is the question, is the answer that are the people we look up to and the people we follow, not that I look up to Kim, I look up to Kylie actually, but you know, the people we follow should.
It's difficult. You must be really short.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. I'm tiny. I'm really small. I'm not stood up right now, but I'm actually, you know, an inch tall, but should we not actually expect that from our cultural leaders, even if they are as disappointing as Kim Kardashian, should they not be engaging with things like that? What do you think?
Yeah, they should. You know, I'm very pragmatic about life. This is where we are. This is where society is. So like I said, the work that she's doing is incredibly important. I feel like there are people who would be better placed with more knowledge. And that's the problem, isn't it? It is that thing about these people have a huge platform and yes, they should be using it for good, but we should also be kind of listening to these other people who have a real deep knowledge of these issues.
But also literally, the like whole politics game is a celebrity game now too. You know, like look at fucking Boris Johnson. He's like, he went from being like mayor to prime minister, and that was like a celebrity campaign. Like if you ask, you know, some of my family members, my more distant family members who voted Tory, they're super working class and they voted Tory. I don't know why. And I go and ask them, give me a policy that you like about, let me have this conversation with you. And they say, he's funny. Or like, you know, he's a funny leader. It's like, what? Like, that's it? That's the person you're going to make your decision?
You should have voted for the raving loonies then.
Yeah, literally.
You should have voted for the raving loonies because they're actually funny.
Literally. Yeah.
So at what stage do we hold those people in power to account for the things that they actually say? You know, at what point can we go, well, it's either one or it's the other. It's a lie. Mm-hmm. Which one is it?
So really, you know, in terms of holding people, politicians, celebrities accountable, this is the problem with, this is the problem with like a neoliberal state, which is what we're in, which is where the onus is placed on the individual to make the change. So the onus to hold our celebrities accountable, or even the onus to bring about prison reform is placed on Kim Kardashian and not society. And the own wild, right? What the fuck? And so, you know, who do we blame? Who do we blame for this age of idiocy? And
Jerry Holloway.
Yeah. Say Jerry.
It all goes back to the high school. Like that's what it is.
Oh, I would love that.
We actually have Jerry on the other line.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I guess one of the interesting questions about this topic is, you know, how do we think we got here? You know, how do we think we got to a place where celebrities are doing our social justice work and we're, you know, learning to dance on TikTok and not thinking about the environment? Like, how do you think we got here?
I mean, I think that's probably too much for my poor little pea head to completely comprehend. But I think a lot of that has just come from this celebrity culture, being famous for being famous, you know, rather than being famous for having a skill or a talent or an amazing knowledge. You know, I don't hear anything about scientists.
Right.
I don't know why not.
Yeah.
I don't know very much about, you know, prolific doctors. I don't know why not.
And so then what we've done is like slowly started to like really like deify dumb people.
Yeah.
Right. And then does that mean like being clever or not clever, but being engaged and being political and being thoughtful is like not necessarily cool? I think it's got cooler in the last few years. You know, I think, you know, especially in the UK with the like the Corbyn stuff and the like very, very clear defined line between sort of socialism and conservatism or whatever, how you say that word. Yeah. I think it got cooler among younger generations. And that's something you talk about too, Davina, like you know, how the young generation gives you hope. It got cooler to be engaged and political, and the word is kind of overused, but woke, you know, and that's,
yeah,
that's a step, right?
Yeah, no, I absolutely, I think I, that is how I see it, that more of the youth are engaged. And I think, you know, you can say what you like about Corbyn, but he was a massive driving factor in that, in re-engaging a lot of those young people who ordinarily would have just felt ignored by the system. Mm. And I think that's been a really interesting shift in the last few years, that actually more young people are becoming engaged and looking at the world around them and saying, oh, wait a minute, this isn't what I want. This isn't what we need. This is the wrong direction, guys. And we need to turn around quick, because I can see a cliff just over there in the horizon, and I think we're going to fall under it. You know, so it certainly wasn't like that when I was,
same,
you know, 15, 16, 17. Mm-hmm. We had, Blair had just come in at that point, so there was more of an appetite for politics. I didn't know anything about it.
No,
I wouldn't have been able to talk about any of the policies or anything like that. I just wasn't aware. The only thing that I really did know about at school was Section 28.
Right.
Not what you aren't.
Yeah.
Not the one.
Oh, I love Section 28. Let's do Section 28 now. I miss it. No. But I think also that's so interesting. It's a really good example of that is this, like, inspiring youth is like Greta Thunberg. And like, but it's so interesting how we have a 16-year-old girl is the global face of climate change. And it's like, what about like this bunch of science? And I love her. I do. I think she says great stuff, and I think she does great stuff. I think it's kind of comical and kind of genius that like the carbon emissions created by the press around her taking a boat to New York would be less than her just getting on a flight. But, you know, we live and learn, don't we? Well, I guess, you know, the hope is that, like, you, Davina, people with platforms use them in the right way for a start. And that's a really good start, I think, in terms of changing a system. And then you hope that, like, people see that and they're inspired to, like, I don't know, instead of maybe do the same, even though that would be great, is to be like, right, I believe in that. I'm going to research that. I'm going to become the expert in that. Like, hopefully we will again live in the age of the expert, where we follow and love and deify like scientists and, you know, people who work on the ground with climate change, or people who, you know, whatever. There's such an array of huge issues we have to tackle in this crazy society.
If we really want to change the system, if you can just all PayPal and Venmo, and then I can do it myself.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm sending you £5.50 now, actually. And I think that's going to do it. The media, the government.
Well, you see, you say that, Christelle, but if everybody sent me £5.50, imagine right. Where we'd all
exactly.
be. Like.
Exactly. Exactly.
But just to wrap it up with that, though, that's why I love seeing you talk about these issues, because I think, again, drag is political. And I think a lot of the younger queens and a lot of the younger queer community forget how powerful drag has been in the past, and how queer youth and queer artists and performers, all these incredible things that we've done over the past few decades. And I think with younger queens, it's really come into this light of yes mama, and about like cut creases and lace front wigs, and that's all really important, obviously. That's a really huge fun part of drag, but there's also this huge political side to drag as well, and that's why I love, you know, following you on Twitter and Instagram and seeing you speak up on these issues that are really important to us as a queer community, you know.
Well, you know, you've got to stick your oar in every now and again.
Exactly, yeah.
Davina, it has been, of course, a pleasure to have you with us. You are so smart and so beautiful. It's so rare to be a pentuple threat, but you are. So,
one
pentuple threat to another, it is such a pleasure.
And the next time you're casting for a show on the BBC, please keep us in mind. And I'm happy we decoded your problem today, Davina. Thank you so much, my love. And everybody go follow her on Instagram to help change the world.
Yeah, £5.50.
£5.50. Then, it's a listener dilemma. Dear Candy and Crystal, when it comes to bedroom antics, the kinkier the better for me. However, my local swingers get-togethers are getting more and more vanilla, which can leave me feeling quite unfulfilled. I'm wondering about having a word with the group's treasurer, Sandra from number 32, but I'm just not sure how to bring it up. Can you help? Belinda from Carlisle. Let's break down the issue, Candy. What do you think's going on here?
First off, I think I actually know a Sandra in Carlisle, Sandra Bernhard, the singer. So this could be her too. Now in the photo, it does look like Belinda is trying to mount Sandra. It could be to urinate on her. It could be to fist her. It looks like Belinda's up for fun. She's taking the selfie while doing this, while Sandra is just trying to get away. So I wonder, is Sandra the real problem, or is it Belinda's insatiable nature?
You know, I think going back to the picture, you know, Candy, I've actually never seen a leg go that deep before. I know you're into foot play, but, you know, it's almost like thigh deep. And I think one of the problems for Belinda is, you know, once you've got a leg thigh deep, where is there to go? But I know you've had this issue and you did a lot of stuff with them. You did a lot of stuff with dumper trucks and wrecking balls, you know, and I think...
I did, yeah. And it's, you know, one, expand your horizons, but two, expand, you know, whatever holes you're going into. And I think that's what Belinda needs to do. I don't think Sandra's for her, though. I don't think Sandra's the one for her to be, you know...
Doing this with.
No. I think let Sandra move on, Belinda, would be my advice. And but then she has this swingers group, so, and they're now getting vanilla for her. So is it just going to be an endless thing? You know.
Well, you know. Listen, I don't like to talk about this, but if my local swingers group, I met a few people, and you know, eventually it got a bit boring for me and whatever. And then I met this one guy and I was having this problem because I kept putting cream eggs up my bum, you know, that story that ran in all those newspapers, you know, and I could get 9 up there and it just wasn't fulfilling me. And he put the 10th in there and we made a beautiful partnership and a little ooey gooey mess. That was Bradley from S Club 7. And I think what she needs to do is, you know, like, you know, you do at a party or I do at a sex party, you zoom into the person that you think actually can match your taste. And like you say, Sandra, it might not be for Belinda, but I'm sure there's someone else there who will be into, you know, going a bit further, a bit kinkier.
Yeah. And I'd like to, you know, encourage our listeners to write in, you know, send some pictures. Maybe we can match Belinda up. Oh yeah, write in, and hopefully Belinda, you know, if you haven't been completely satisfied by next week, we can sort that out for you. Okay.
But I think that's pretty stellar advice. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Candy, that brings us to the end of our show today. And, you know, I've learned a lot, actually. I've learned that that is not your real hair. I've learned how not to swim. I've learned about idiocy and celebrity, even though I knew both of those things before, because, you know, celebrity me, idiocy you. What have you learned?
I've learned a lot. I mean, I'm still quite shaken over the brick incident. You know, I right after this, I'm going straight down to the police station. You know, I've gotten messages over the last 10 minutes. They have detained Tina and Natalie Cassidy. So I'm going to go down and we're going to do some fingerprints and try and match that up. So although I've learned a lot today, I feel like I'm about to learn a lot more. Right. What about you? What do you have planned after this? And could you escort me?
Still a few warrants out for my arrest, so I'm so sorry, but I can't go near the police station, ACAB, and all that. But I do think after this, what I'm planning to do is I've really got in to skydiving, and you know, I'm trying to get the world record for the furthest distance jumped with the smallest parachute.
That's why the little plane is outside the studio today. So that explains that you're jetting off right after this, is it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I'm not doing it alone, actually. Oh. This is weird because actually I've been meaning to tell you this all week, but I know you have a problem, but I'm doing it with one of your exes.
Which one?
The one who wrote the tell-all book about you.
Martine McCutcheon.
Yeah.
Martine. Yeah. Seriously, you have Martine on the plane outside now.
Yeah, she's both driving the plane and diving out. I mean, she is she's what we call in the biz, she's a jumper head. Honestly, she just jumps like nothing else, Martine. You know, and she screams Tiffany as she goes every time. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know you remember her screaming Tiffany. I just, you know, I just didn't want to bring it up, you know.
I remember her screaming a lot, actually, and that's, you know, my blood is boiling right now because Martine, you're probably listening in, she'll do anything for a headline. So don't get too close, Crystal. You know what I'm saying, okay?
Okay. I guess just before we go, is there any one thing you'd like me to tell Martine as we're falling from a great height?
I want my kitchenware back to start, Martine.
The white goods or more like ladles and bits like that?
Oh, well, everything. She cleared me out. You know, I woke up and the kitchen was empty. You know, and she took the van, she took the kitchen stuff, and
oh, you love that van.
I did love my transit van. You know, transit van. You know, I had to give up my business. You know, drag queen with a van. So she, you know, and then didn't hear from her for a year, and then the book came out. You know, followed by, you know,
what was the book called again, Candy? I've forgotten.
Never Gonna Get This Candy was what it was called.
Right. It was bestseller. Yeah. Okay. Well, I will tell. You
know, along I'll with tell her atrocious singer, which came free with the book. That's how she got to number one.
As ever, this is not her moment. This is yours, Candy. So I think that's where we wrap it up. But I will be sure when I get in the plane right now to tell Martine you want your kitchen goods back. And
thank you, my love. Thank you, and see you next week. Okay.
All right. Love you so much. Bye, honey.
Bye, bye. Are you struggling? Have you lost your way?
With a dragon, he answers, I'll save the day. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.